Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to In the Review Behind the Scenes, guys. This is the weekend edition, and I am Michelle Como Jordan, one of your hosts. Jamie White, my co-host, is joining me. And tonight, we're very honored because we have the opportunity to chat with two more of the contributors to the awesome Single Mama Dating Drama anthology from Brown Girl Books, Michelle Lynn Stevens, and Candace Watt Johnson. They're going to be joining us in a little bit. Jamie, how are you? How's it going?
Hanging in there.
I know, we were just chatting about it before the show, just trying to make it through Nana, right? So we're almost there.
Yeah.
Just a couple more days. Couple more days. Just keep standing in your head. Couple more days.
Yeah.
So we got
at least the good thing is I'm like down to, I was like between 10 and 13,000 off par. Now it looks like I'm about 5,000 or so away now. So
there you go.
It's getting better.
That's right. It's circling the park. We're all you're almost home. That's awesome. Very cool. All right. Well, again, for those that are just joining us, welcome to the show. And tonight we are chatting with Michelle Lynn Stevens and Candace Watt Johnson. They're here from Brown Girl Books Publishing, and they're going to chat about their contributions to Single Mama Dating Drama. Ladies, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
I'm doing really good. Good. Well, I'm glad, ladies, that you're joining us. I'm very excited and just cannot wait to jump into our chat. And we're going to do so just after a brief message. Is that good?
Sounds good.
Hi, this is Cecile Monique, and you're listening to Indie Review Behind the Scenes, your source for the hottest in indietainment's news and features.
Yeah, well, welcome again. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves, everybody?
Okay. My name is Michelle Lynn Stevens. I am from Durham, North Carolina. And my writing basically focuses on women's issues such as divorce, domestic violence, physical and mental health issues, and it's from an overcomer's point of view. Glad to be here.
And I'm Candace Watt Johnson. I'm out of Dallas, Texas, and a Christian fiction writer. And my stories are a little bit of humor, a whole lot of drama about hope overcoming adversity.
Well, very cool. And ladies, thank you so much for joining us. And what is so awesome, you're both in like my hometown. I'm from North Carolina originally, Winston-Salem. Born and bred, yes. And I'm in Fort Worth right there in Dallas. So, wow, this is incredible. So, again, welcome, ladies. Ladies, what I always love to start with is finding out how writers found their writing path. Was this something that you've always desired to do, or was it a newfound passion for you? We could just throw it out there. Who wants to grab that, or we could just start?
Mm-hmm. That's fine. This is Michelle, and I've always been writing as long as I can remember. My mom had me reading by 3, and I was keeping a diary by age 5. And I put a poem for Mother's Day in our local newspaper by 10. And I had books shelved like to the ceiling, and I'm amazed it didn't fall over on me. But my mom and dad just always had us in the books. So it just inspired me. And also my mom would write for her newsletter at work, and I just wanted to, you know, be like her, I guess.
That is so cool. Candace?
And this is Candace. My path was just a little bit different. I've always, always loved writing. I actually learned how to read from the TV guide because I've always also loved television. And so words have always been like stories to me. And my parents literally gave me a TV guide and taught me how to read. And I'm in my 40s. Even though I've always loved writing, I was too scared to put out my own work. So what I did was I did work for the Associated Press as an editorial assistant, did a lot of freelance writing for newspapers, poetry, and things like that. But I was always afraid and did not have the confidence to release the books that I knew were inside of me. And I ended up venturing into a career in dance. So I actually, because I'm a late bloomer and I never do things right away, I actually released my first novel last year. And that had sat on the shelf for over 10 years before I did it. So I've always loved it, but just kind of didn't believe in my own dreams until now. And so that's why this whole venture with Brown Girls Books is the most awesome dream come true.
That is so incredible. Congratulations to you both. And it's awesome that, you know, you took that step and you ventured out, and very, very cool. And my daughter, she's a majoring in dance. So, wow, very, very cool. All these good things.
So, what do you guys like to do, like, when you're writing? I mean, do you have, like, a special, like, process where, you know, maybe you need a specific thing to write, or, you know, maybe go somewhere special?
No, this is Michelle, and I'm usually just sitting on my bed just typing away in the middle of the night. And especially now I have a toddler, it's like the only time I can do it. And I've tried doing it, you know, while she's painting or something, but she's always pulling me over there to write on her paper or taking my pen or trying to type on the keyboard. So that's still my process, just in the middle of the night with no sleep. So everything's moving a little slow. But no, just got to do it when I can.
Well, this is Candace, and I'm so unconventional in everything I do. I don't have any little ones, but I have a big one, my hubby.
Yeah.
He gets into things. So I had to work around with my hubby's schedule. But I have to have noise. The only thing I need is food and noise. I don't know if y'all have ever heard this, but dancers love to eat. So I'm always eating. So when I write, I have to have some food around me, and I have to have some white noise in the background. It doesn't matter what it is. I'm not one of those that commands quiet. I actually need the noise as a distraction. It for some reason it helps me concentrate more. So that, I know it's a little strange, but that's just how I'm able to do it.
Well, I'm raising a dancer, so I do know that little tidbit about dancers, but I think that's very cool. I'm not a dancer. I don't have the excuse, so I just like to eat, and I have that around me too when I'm writing too. So I need to be dancing to get some of this off. But okay, how about we just start with your stories? If you would like to just tell us about your story, your contribution, and where the idea came from. That would be awesome. So I guess, you know, we could just throw it out there or start it with Michelle. Did you want to?
Okay.
We seem to have a pattern going. So I'm just going to flow with that pattern.
It's fine. My story is Born Again Virgin, and it is basically a divorced mother. Her kids are getting of age where they're probably thinking about boys, and she's starting to just evaluate some of her choices in life and the situation that she's been in with living with a man that she's not married to, who's an alcoholic and not the best example, you know, nobody who she would want her kids to be thinking about, you know, ending up with. So she's gone back to church and just trying to, you know, go on a celibacy path and trying to put that in her kids' heads. And but the drama really has just begun. Mm-hmm.
Very, very cool. And Michelle, I mean, I'm sorry, and Candace. See, she has my name, so I'm always thinking about my own name. So, Candace.
Well, I really love that Michelle and I have the church aspect in common in our stories. And mine is Mama's Little Prophetess. And so I decided to take a little humorous look at a mom who's heavily church, who is trying to be on the dating scene, but her daughter is a little prophetess. And so every time the mom tries to go out on a date, her daughter's telling them, God said that's not the one. And so how is she supposed to find a husband when her daughter keeps saying, God said?
You're like, that's not it.
And so it's kind of a humorous look. Like, how are you going to argue with God on this?
Right. Very cool. Both sounds awesome.
So what exactly inspired each of your stories?
Oh, that's a good question.
For me, Michelle, I usually write about things that I've either been through or seen someone else go through, and it's actually based on after my parents' divorce and some things my mom went through, and then I blended it with some things that people my age go through with other church members and the dating scene. So it's kind of based on real life stuff.
Mm-hmm. And this is Candace, and for me, mine literally just dropped into my spirit because I'm not a mom and I'm not single. And so I literally just sat thinking, you know, what would it be like for a single mom out there? And I actually was thinking, what would be funny? And these characters literally dropped into my spirit. And I actually love the characters in my story. I want to actually expand their story and explore it more into a full-length novel because they just literally spoke to me. I'm one of those writers that, like, you know, my characters have to speak to me. And
yes.
I need to enjoy spending time with them. And I had seen the call for submissions, and by the time I saw the call, the deadline was just about there. And literally, it just dropped in my spirit. You know, what if the child, and
wow.
it kind of blew up from there.
Very cool. And and I'm going to actually piggyback off of what you just said, chatted about, Candace. Are there any other works in motion for you, for both of you, longer works or other stories? Do you write pretty much within the same genre that your short story is in, or do you write completely different? So I was just curious about what else that you have happening, you know, and if you are working on the full length, When is a tentative date that you see that, you know, will be released?
I, Michelle, have a tendency to focus on Christian fiction or something that's inspirational. My mentor is actually Michelle Andrea Bowen, is also
mm-hmm.
based in Durham, North Carolina, and she was very instrumental in pushing me, you know, to just keep writing when I was working on my debut, which was about 5 years ago when I put that out. And just that spiritual aspect just is something that's always in whatever I write, whether it's poetry or a blog. And I've tried to, you know, get out of it and see if I can write something else, but I always add an element into it somehow. So it seems to be like a calling. And I'm like, okay, all right, Lord. What do we do?
Right, right.
Where I'll stay.
Very cool.
And I am trying to do that sequel to my debut, but it's slow going. Maybe by another, you know, 6 months or so. Hopefully it'll be ready for editing, and then we'll see how long that takes. So,
okay.
Not a definite
date. Cool. Very cool.
And me, Candace. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry.
No,
go ahead. My brain's not working right now. I just, like, I should not have, like.
Well, for me, this is Candace. And right now, I am working on a number of projects. I'm trying to get through my next body of work. I do stay in the genre of Christian fiction, even with simple things as far as even Facebook posts. I'm out there as an encourager, like encouraging people and spreading a message of inspiration and hope is my calling. I always say I'm not a preacher or an evangelist or pastor or any of those things, but I do believe in God and I do believe in faith, and that's what pushes me to do the things that I do, and I try to encourage others to believe in themselves and believe in their dreams and do the same. So I stay in that genre, and I just love. And so right now I'm working on my next novel, which I'm praying will get picked up immediately. I'm about halfway through it. I've been pushing, but God has a funny way of downloading ideas into my spirit at lightning speed rate. So not only am I working on finishing a novel right now, I actually have a notebook that has a ton of other titles and plot ideas already written down and ready to go. So I'm just praying that the speed picks up so that I can, because I'm dreaming of these stories faster than I can crank them out.
Wow, that's very cool.
But I love it. I love it. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Very cool.
So, you guys probably know about the NaNoWriMo challenge going on this month. Do you guys do that at all? Have you ever done that?
I do not. I'm like, that sounds so daunting, and I'm like, no. I've looked at it. Looked at people trying to get inspired by them, and I'm like, just staring at the page, like, no way. No, thank you. No.
I have heard of it, and I've followed it for a while. However, it just seems so intimidating, which is kind of funny for me, because after my first novel was released last year, I was given about 3 weeks to finish the follow-up, and I had to write fast. So I did consider taking part of the challenge, because I said, well, if I can write a novel in 3 weeks, I can get this done. You know, but
right.
Then I just backed off of it. And I was kind of glad I did, because I got sick this month, and so my writing slowed down. So that's why I'm not, my original plan was to be done with the current novel by the end of the month. And so that slowed me down because I didn't feel like doing anything for about 2 weeks. So that would have taken me out of the running right there. So I'm kind of glad I didn't do it.
I can truly understand. Who are some of the authors or books that influenced you as, that influences your writing, or maybe influenced you as a reader, you were growing up or now? Who are some of your favorites?
Well, I've always liked Maya Angelou and mm-hmm. Toni Morrison. And I
yes.
used to just kind of stare at the cover of The Bluest Eye, not really looking at it inside, just staring at the cover, dreaming about stories. And I actually like a lot of television writing with mysteries. Like when I was growing up, my mom would watch Alfred Hitchcock and Rod Serling,
yeah.
the Twilight Zone, and Agatha Christie
oh,
type of stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
So I'm more of a storyteller. Like, let's see what's going to happen in this, you know, not really wanting to write, but just sitting there thinking, you know, this would be a great story to tell.
Yes. I do that. I like that. Ken?
Well, and this is totally not because I'm officially a brown girl. Victoria Christopher Murray and Rashonda
yes.
Kate Billingsley are at the very top of my list, which is why mm-hmm. I wanted to be a part of the anthology. And quite honestly, I've been a big fangirl
yes.
for years. And my publisher, who published the first novel, got them to create a video for me discussing
wow.
my first book when it came out. And I can't tell you how many times I had passed out and had to be revived when I saw that video. So going from fangirl to pretty much employee is a dream come true for me. And I've
yes.
always loved authors like Eric Jerome Dickey.
Yes.
Back in the day, Elin Harris. Kimberly
mm-hmm.
Lawson Roby, just there's
mm-hmm.
so many, almost too many for me to name. Even currently, I love authors like Tiffany L. Warren,
mm-hmm.
Michelle Stimson, who actually got me started. She, her
oh.
publishing company was published my first two novels, and so I just owe her so much gratitude that I was also a fan of hers, or am a fan of hers as well. I just love reading. I love it so much. I love getting lost in the stories. And while it's hard for me to narrow down the list, but those two are definitely at the top and one of the reasons why I'm glad to be part of Single Mamas.
Very, very cool. And what has been one of the major challenges for you, you know, you both, since being published? I mean, either with this anthology or in your debuts. What was something that you've learned through this process, you know, that you didn't know before?
Well, when I put out my debut, I had read a lot about traditional publishing, but I didn't know a lot about self-publishing. So
mm-hmm.
I just put it out, mass published. I was kind of like, okay, what am I supposed to do now? And I learned
right.
a lot about promotion since then. And, you know, just a lot of people ask me how to do it, and I'm glad to help people, you know what to do beforehand. And I didn't have a budget because I had lost my job in between, you know, the
mm-hmm.
the writing and the publishing. And I was like, I'm still going to do it anyway. So, you know, I'm dealing with chronic illness and things like that.
Oh.
But I was like, I'm not going to let it stop me. I'm writing about being an overcomer. I'm just going to put it out there and step out on faith. And that's what I did. And it moved a little slower, but, you know, it led to great things. So, I'm happy.
Awesome.
Just
very cool.
Got to do your research.
Mm-hmm.
Got to do it. Yes, that is true. Can't.
Yes, actually, my story actually, or my testimony, parallels with Michelle's. So this is meant to be for us to be on here together. Because I was at a dairy company, worked there for 14 years, and actually one day shy of my 14th anniversary, they eliminated my position.
Wow.
And honestly, that's how the first book was birthed. Because I had used my job as an excuse. Oh, I'm too tired to write because I just got home from work and, you know, it's too much. And I credit them and I thank them for eliminating my position and outsourcing my work because that's how I really came around to following my dreams and not being afraid anymore. And promotions is hands down the biggest challenge in this industry. It's like, wow, you really have to work hard to be out there. And for me, my dance schedule is crazy, crazy, crazy because we're requested to dance a lot. And so I've had to learn a balance between both worlds and marry them together because I just love the arts, period. So it's been challenging. Promotions, I would say scheduling to make sure that I'm consistently writing, consistently on top of things, consistently learning and trying to hone the craft. Those have been the biggest challenges that I faced, but God's carrying me through and I'm learning a lot and I'm enjoying the ride.
Awesome. Very cool.
So we're actually getting low on time, so what would you like to say to everybody out there? And where can they connect with you both to, you know, get copies of your books?
Okay, I am at michellelynnstevens.com. That's Michelle, LynnStephens.com. I'm also on Twitter and Facebook at Adiba's Heart. And I'm currently having an Amazon Black Friday ebook sale on my debut for 99 cents. And of course, Brown Girls is having our buy one get one sale, so check us out.
Yes, and I'm Candace Y. Johnson, author, on Facebook, and you can also catch me under Ordered, like you ordered a pizza, Steps Production. That is my dance company, dance name, and also Brown Girls Books. And you can all the books can be purchased on Amazon.com. Candace Y. Johnson, author.
Very, very cool. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us this evening. That time seriously just flew by. And so you are both welcome to come back at any time to keep us in the loop of new releases or things that you're just having going on or you just want to chat. You're more than welcome to come back and just really enjoyed having you. So thank you so much for spending this time with us tonight. And Jamie, thank you so much for hanging out. Where can everyone touch base with you as well?
I have everything linked on my website, jamielwhite.com, JamieLwhite.
All right. Well, everyone, that is it. It just went so quickly. And I was having such a good time, so I guess that's why, you know, I'm like, wow, really? Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We just hope that you will go and show some love for Michelle Lynn Stephens as well as Candace Y. Johnson. And Brown Girl Books, please go check them out on Facebook, Amazon, everywhere. Just go check them out, grab copies of the books, show some love. And thank you so much for hanging out with us, and we just hope that you have a wonderful weekend. Why? Well, we always said, because you deserve it. Have a good one, guys. Bye-bye. Bye, ladies. Have a great night. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy your
weekend. Bye. You too.